I did elbow this woman in the head, and she was one of the brides.
How was work today? It was fine. It was good.
I mean, it was fine. I mean, like, there wasn't anything special. I mean, it was good. I mean, work was fine.
This might go down in history as probably, like, one of the most, like, chillest pods.
It is very chill.
For those who are curious, I currently do not have a camera set up for this one purposefully, because I didn't want to bring a whole like camera to like put up a whole tripod just to record me and Josh just kind of chilling, because that's really what we do be doing, right?
Yeah, we're just sitting here on the couch.
We'll give you the rundown. Let's not dox my parents. We're in Nashville, and currently, they just moved down here for a new change in their job. And me and Josh are here just visiting. Josh is my brother, by the way.
Hello,
Josh. You're probably sitting here wondering, what? How come I can hear Josh so clearly while Kyle's also talking?
It's because he has two microphones now.
I got two microphones. I got a whole double setup going on right now. This literally, like, an Olive is going to be, like, chill and cuddly right in between us. Because we're kind of, like, in a bed right now. But not in, like, a weird... Not in, like, a...
We're on a couch.
I guess we're on a couch.
We're literally on a couch.
We're on a couch that has, like, really cool reclining seats. Because my dad went all out for buying a recliner. He got our super couch that reclines like electronically, not those stupid manual couches. If you have one of those, try to bring it to Eric's level. But as of right now, this is what the vibe is, and it's like I said, this might go down in history as the chillest, if not the chillest pod of all time.
Yeah, Olive, what do you want to say? She's a little bit shy.
She's got a little bit of a camera shy, aren't you? Or microphone shy. She doesn't like being on the mic. She might make herself vocal unless she just falls right asleep, which might happen, which probably will happen. But the main goal of this, I just wanted to record and just kind of like, because one, Josh hasn't been on in a while. And the last time you were here was over almost a year ago.
Almost, yeah.
Where we went to Green Bay. And just kind of after the Joker show, we just kind of sat around and talked on here. And, yeah. I think I might plug in my laptop because it might die. So, you want to entertain the folks while I do that?
Yeah. I'm back from Germany. I live in America again. Not going to say where. But... we're just hanging out here in Tennessee. I don't know what else to say. But Kyle's giving me the thumbs up. So I think I'm doing well.
All right, Kyle's back.
Okay, take two.
This isn't really take two. I'll cut out most of that, but I just had to readjust the thing so I could see the levels while we were going. But
so Kyle, I think let's go through your editing process when you're doing this.
Like what?
Like, do you leave a lot of stuff out?
I don't. I guess we'll go for my last one. My last one, I did not really take a lot out. The only one I took out is because I. With my microphone towards you just so I could catch that. Because you have the fucking weirdest sneezes. And, I just wanted to capitalize on that. Anyways. So the last bit I really took out for, I don't know, don't ask me. It's kind of scaring me too. Alright, for, Olive is currently just... She walked over to the corner and is just staring down at the corner. And unfortunately, the corner is also the garage door to go outside to the garage. So it's a little bit freaky.
And she's still there.
Is she still just eyeing that? Olive. Olive. Jeez. Okay, anyways, no, so last time I took out just some stuff where I was talking about, like, my Christmas, like, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do a Christmas episode, and they'll bring on guests, and then I never did that, and then I edited it in March, so I did not do that.
Were you guys gonna be Santa Claus? And Hanukkah guy?
Olive, stop doing that. Do you want me to open that door? Don't do that. So, yeah. Santa Claus and Hanukkah guy were going to be. They were busy, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, around that time.
I know. I was like, why would I want to bring Santa during Christmas time? Like, out of all the times.
Right.
And Hanukkah guy, he just didn't want to.
Oh, well.
Well, he listened to every episode. He listened to every single episode, and he was like, that's not the vibe. Because Hanukkah guy's a big vibe guy. But yeah, I don't really cut out a lot because I don't know. There's not much to cut out, unless it's like. Sometimes I do cut out stuff that like I'm like, or maybe I shouldn't have said that, or like, an uh-oh, like maybe I say a name or something that I shouldn't have, or a story that I shouldn't have said or something. Doesn't really happen that often though because I don't do this that often, but. Yeah, that's. I mean, I literally my entire editing process. Like, I'll record it. I'll sit down, and then I'll record on my camera and I'll record on my microphone and then I'll record it. And then I, pretty much, once I get to the, like watching through it, I just turn on like a video game or something, or just something, and then I'll just listen to it and like listen to it as if I'm listening to it, which is the part that sucks because if it's a long one, it's like come the fuck on.
And then I would just hate that.
And I don't hate it because I find myself entertaining, but also, like, at the same time, I would like to, I don't know. I want to just it to be, I wish, I probably could put in, like, double speed, low-key, and just, like, cut it in half, which is what I should do. Good idea.
Yeah, thanks for coming up with that one.
But, thanks. You ever notice that people say thanks instead of thanks?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that?
No. Thanks.
No thanks. No thanks. But, so what did we do in Nashville so far? What did you do first?
We went to the Johnny Cash Museum.
Vajani Cash.
And we went to RCA Studio B, which I thought was really interesting. It was the studio where a bunch of artists that I like have recorded stuff like Elvis and
the funny thing
Waylon
is
Jennings.
The funny thing is when we go to museums and stuff, Josh likes to read every single piece of things that he can, which is fine. I'm not like against it. I understand that he's just trying to learn, but like I like at the Johnny Cash Museum, like we all make our way through, like the normal speed people make our way through, and then Josh is always the last one, and then we kind of sit and watch, like, because every museum has like a theater for something. So, like, we always, that's where he has to find us, because we're all just end up in, like, whatever theater is showing something.
And that happened when I went to Normandy with a bunch of my friends. They were all sitting in a theater watching the video, and I had to go find them.
What was that museum?
It was World War II. It was Normandy. But
duh.
What I never tell you guys is that when I'm, like, taking a long time in a museum, it's because I'm illiterate and I'm trying to figure out what the signs say.
What?
I'm trying to figure out what the signs say. That's why it takes so long. Because I don't know how to read.
You just look at the pictures. Like, that is your time to, like, learn. Like, you don't try to teach yourself, like, in a normal spot. Like, once you go to museums, that's when.
I only teach myself how to read.
And, like, it's not like anybody's, like, telling you what it is. You're just... You're just walking around. Whoa. Just trying to sound stuff out. That's why you like the listening stuff so much. You're like, easy. You just put it on. That's why you got to get one of those audio things that just walk. Those little.
What the hell?
You're always quick to say that you don't want to. Can you not comment on stuff that we're watching on TV? That's a crackhead. That's a naked crackhead on TMZ.
What were you saying?
You're always quick to be like, no, we don't want the audio tours. But if you can't read, dude, audio tours might be the move for you, specifically.
I like the audio tours.
Really?
But I also like reading.
Yeah. Do you just, like, there was, what stuff did you, like, skip over at, like, because we, well, I guess we went to the Johnny Cash Museum and then, that was pretty much all we did the first day. We walked around Broadway a little bit and then explored Nashville a tad, but, like, not a lot. And then once we got to the next day, it was very much just kind of...
We went to the studio tour.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Say
more about that.
Well, the studio tour was cool because Elvis Presley is recorded there. Waylon Jennings is recorded there. Who else? Johnny Cash. Bunch of people that I like. So it was really cool to see.
It was very cool. I mean, it was a very small studio, but it was very interesting to see all the, history within that space. I wish it was like kind of, well, I guess it was pretty much laid out how they would have it laid out.
Yeah.
And they, like, played the music that they played in that spot, and then they played, like...
Very cool.
At some point, they did, like, oh, this is some outtakes, which is really cool. I don't know. You really feel like you're there. You really feel like you're there with them. Is your goal to, like... Like, I know you like to, like, make music every once in a while. Do you ever care about, like, being a big star?
No. I don't want to be a big star. I would like to make, like, real music, but the thing about making silly, goofy music is that if it's bad and people are telling me it's bad, I'm like, it's just a song about pooping yourself, so who cares? But if I make a song that I actually, like, mean something and somebody says it's bad, then it's like, okay, you know?
You're scared of criticism? You don't like criticism?
Sure.
Well, I feel like I'm a very similar way in the sense of I don't like criticism. I don't like when I do something and they're like, yeah, it's good, but I'm like, uh-oh. They're like, but you could do this, you could do that, and I'm like, I have a problem with it, and I do need to get better at that, for sure.
Well, that's constructive, but if it's just like, this sucks...
Like, haters. Yeah, that's a big thing that I think I'd be worried about as well. It's just, like, people who are just straight up hating on my stuff. I'd be like, maybe they're right. But also, nobody has done that yet because I get 8 views.
Yeah, so I wouldn't really want to be a big star. I just...
Would you ever, like, want to... Do you ever think you would get to the point where you would want to, like, perform?
I just do it for the music, my man.
Just do it for the music?
Yeah.
You ever think you're going to get to the point where you're going to, like, perform?
I have thought about, like, trying to go to some bar or something and try to, do some covers or something, but I don't think I'd be very good. And also, I get a little bit nervous.
Would you?
Scared.
Have you ever tried?
No. No, I haven't tried.
Like, try doing covers, I mean, like, just by yourself.
Yeah.
You think you're good at them? Like, what? Like, I know you really want to do Green Thumb by Post Malone. That's a big one in your head.
And If You Could Read My Mind by Gordon Lightfoot. I really, really like that song.
But I think you should try. I think you'd have fun with that, especially like, so right now, folks, what we're mainly talking about is Josh has has like music that he puts out. It's like kind of goofy, silly music. One of them is called Dirk Fall, parentheses, Diarrhea in My Pants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds silly, but it is silly. It's just a silly little song. Like there's a lot of like meme rappers, and Josh is like just a meme songwriter, and he's trying to make good songs with like stupid meanings. Is that kind of I think that's a really solid thing to do.
Just a fun little hobby.
Just a fun little hobby. And, like, worst case, you don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, worst case, I literally hate making music in the end.
But, I don't know what my goal is. I'm turning this off because it's kind of distracting me. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's muted anyways. I was just talking about the TV, folks. Hey, I was just talking about the TV. But, so my... I don't know. I think it'd be cool to for you to do a lot more and get a little bit of traction, because like what I was saying is like there's a niche for everything, everywhere. I think you just have to find it.
Yeah.
And like you could maybe one day we went to the Grand Ole Opry today because we're in Nashville, remember? And they were really hyping up this like the circle, like they were like the circle this, the circle that. Like you could like we're gonna these people. Like, they work their whole lives on country music just to stand in the circle.
And the circle is a part of the stage from the old stage.
From the old Grand Ole Opry that was in downtown Nashville, which was, like, a smaller music venue. And then, so they brought part of that to the new stage when they built the new thing in, like, the 70s or the 60s. And then, they were like hyping it up. Oh, I've never when I got the chance to stand in the circle, and I'm like, oh, this must be like a really like not like a thing that not a lot of people get to do. Like it's probably gonna be like super roped off, and nobody's gonna be able to do it unless you have to like get you have to be able to do this to be able to stand in the circle, and then like immediately they take us out and they're like, all right, pictures in the circle. All right, all right, stand up, line up, and we all got pictures of us standing in the circle. But if one day I end up going to the Grand Ole Opry and performing in there, Josh, I need you to don't tell him that I already stood in the circle.
I already told him, man. You just told the entire world.
The entire world. Crap. Well, yes, I did. I stood in the circle, but maybe if I go back, maybe I'll stand. Maybe it's a different circle. Maybe this Grand Ole Opry will burn down or something, and I'll... And then we'll save it. We'll save this part of the stage for a new one or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah.
You were just really hyping up something that you were about to say, and I was like, oh, he's got something good. He's gotten something good stored up there.
I was just going to say when we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
We did go to the Country Music Hall of Fame, and there was like a... what were you going to say about it?
There was a museum part. And I was interested in the old country stuff because I really like the old country, like Hank Williams Sr., Marty Robbins, other people.
Dolly Parton.
She's all right.
She's all right.
But then they had a whole section of new country artists, and I was like, I don't really care.
You don't care about new country artists?
No, I do, but not the ones that they care about.
Oh. Like who? You don't care about Luke Combs?
Eh.
Meh.
I could take him and leave him.
I think. I could toss him to the fishes. I could feed him to the fishes. You know, a couple, two, three songs maybe, but that's about it. Don't play with that dial, Josh. I know you're about to switch that. I can see what you're doing.
No, I'm just making sure that it's on.
Oh, it's on. I can see levels. That's what I'm looking at.
Well, now that I talk shit about Luke Combs, we're gonna have this whole beef now, and
yeah, Luke Combs is actually next in line to be on my podcast. He's a big fan of WWF. And well, after we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, there was a real big like section for Eric Church for like no reason. I mean Eric Church might be a good country singer, but I don't know why there was such a big section for him. Maybe I wonder if he like donated money. But I feel like they all might have donated money.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's not like he was getting inducted that year, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Just a big section for Eric Church, and not a lot of big sections for other people. But I guess if you're big enough, you're gonna have your own museum most of the time. Like Elvis has his own museum, Johnny Cash has his own museum, Dolly Parton has her own museum. All these like big names are already like on the board for something. They're already doing something, and have their own museum with their own stuff. Elvis's museum is in Memphis, or is it like, is that like just his house? Is his house just his museum?
Well, they have his house, but then they also have other buildings that they built that are his museum. And they, you know, have all of his jumpsuits and records and all that kind of stuff.
You went there recently, right? Cars,
like 5 years ago.
I remember because you brought me drumsticks. Because you broke, yeah. Because I bought drumsticks there because when I was younger, I was like, I'm a drummer. I'm a big drummer. And then I don't know what we were doing or what happened, but you broke them.
And I was pissed about it.
And then to make it up to me, he went back to Graceland that day. Bought me a new pair.
Yeah, that's the only reason I went to Graceland. Is
buy Kyle more drumsticks. But yeah, so... Country Music Hall of Fame, good little spot. There was, I don't know, there's a decent amount of stuff to look at. If you're looking for stuff to do in Nashville, that's a good thing. There's the RCA Records was really cool, very good tour guide. His name is Seth. Shout out Seth if you're listening. I should have told you about the pod to listen. I'll bring you on, Seth, if you want. Seth Rogen. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah,
the kid. I wonder, do you think he was, like, special needs?
I don't think that was a kid. I think it was John Lennon. Or wait, was it the guy in the cowboy hat?
Yeah, the guy in the cowboy hat. That guy wasn't a kid either. Yeah. I think, I don't know if he was special needs or not, but his mom was hot.
I don't remember what his mom looked like.
Well, she was. And,
Usually I keep track of those things.
What?
Usually I keep track of those things.
Usually I keep a good record on file of the MILFs that I interact with, and she was not up there. But, yeah, it was just this guy who, like, knew every answer to everything, and he was just very loud about a lot of things. And, like, when somebody made a joke, he just continued the joke?
He would just make comments. Like, the tour guide was like, "Hello, my name's Seth." He was like, "Seth Rogen."
He just said a name, like a popular name. And I don't know if he was expecting everybody to be like, "You're right."
What else did he say?
He was like, "This is, we're going to studio." He said something about Studio B. And then everybody was like, he was like, everybody else was like, "Studio, but what about Studio A?" And then he was like, Studio EBX. I don't know. He just started naming, like, just adding on to other people's comments. But quietly, almost. Well, I could hear him because we were right behind him. And then, like, every, like, question that the guy had, he had, like, the answer to immediately, like, who wrote this song? Like, this guy. And then, like, there was a time where I felt kind of bad where he, like, clapped. Where the guy clapped, like, in the where a guy clapped in the hallway, and the guy clapped in, like, the studio that we were in. And then the guy was like, "What did you notice?" And then that guy immediately was like, "Echo?" And, like, that is the complete opposite answer that they wanted. And then everybody was like, "No." Like, no, it was no echo. That was the answer. The answer was no echo. Like, Silly man. Silly little guy. But luckily he pointed out that another celebrity is also named Seth Rogen. Share the same name as our tour guide. I don't know if he knew that. Pointed that out to him, which was good. Another funny thing that happened, Josh and I went down to Broadway Street.
It's just Broadway.
All right. Your podcast.
No, go ahead.
go ahead. We went down to Broadway. Is it just Broadway?
Yeah.
There's no, like, lane or...
No, it's Broadway.
Oh, like, oh, the name is Broad?
Mm-hmm. But I think it's just one word. Anyway, go on.
I guess Way is also a street. Way, but so we went down to Broadway, and like, if you don't know anything about Nashville, like, there is a big stretch of this road called Broadway that has all these bars, and a lot of them are country musicians' bars, or they're just really popping bars with
literally like three
music acts per bar, like one per level, because these are all like three level, four level bars, and they have like one and like one music act per level. Which is really cool. And Josh and I were just making our rounds the other night. But we unfortunately made the decision to... I bring Friday beers or Almost Friday into everything that I talk about. Is that cringe?
No.
Okay, well, I did. We went to the... Because they have a bar down in Nashville. I think they're trying to be like a bar stool thing, which I respect. So we'll, and I also just wanted to try it out. So we went down there. Josh really wanted to try a Friday beer. You want to tell him what you thought of it?
It was a good beer. It just tasted like a light beer, really. I don't know enough about beer to be like, well, this one tastes like this and this one tastes like this. Just good light beer.
Do you want to be like that?
No. I don't care to. But yeah, it was good.
Yep. Well, so I also tasted it. Uh-oh, stinky. I have celiac disease. For those who don't know, I have a gluten allergy, technically. Well, that's not technically an allergy. It's just an intolerance, but
I'm not supposed to have gluten. So I could only sip the beer,
and I could not have a lot of it. But it was a good beer from what I tasted. I don't know. I've had gluten-free beer, and it was I don't know. I thought it was better than that. But I don't know, most beer must taste like that.
Yeah, that's what most beer tastes like.
Well, like, what's the closest, like, regular beer that you could compare that to?
Maybe, like, Coors Light.
Coors Light. Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, we went to that beer because we went to that one because Friday Beers just came out with this beer and Josh wanted to try it, and also... We're just big fans of the company, so we wanted to
show them a little support and just check out what they're going on.
It's not like the other bars down in Nashville where it's just kind of a live music focused. This is a sports bar, so it was a lot of sports on the walls and a lot of sports memorabilia sort of thing. Which is, you could tell that they're very much following in Barstool's footsteps, which is fine. And I kind of spent a little bit of money where I went and I bought some of their merch because I had a little bit of their merch, but I was like, I'm going to go in there because Josh wanted to possibly buy something because he doesn't have anything. So I was like, I'll go in there with him, see if there's something I like. And then I bought a pair of sweatpants and then I bought a hat as well. And then because I buy hats, that's my thing. I buy hats and blazers. And then, but that was the first bar we went to. And what time was that? That was like
4:30.
That was like 4:30, 5 o'clock, which, for those who don't know, is right at the beginning of most of the nights. So we got a little paper bag with all these clothes in it, and I also thought it would be cold for some reason. I mean, I knew it was cold, but I don't know why I thought it'd be like outside. So like I brought a jacket, which I don't know why I did, and I feel like that kind of helped the issue. But so what I had to do was I kind of just rolled the jacket into a little ball and then I stuffed it into the bag. So I'm like, oh, well, then I can just carry the bag around. Little did I know how much like moving around and like jumping we were going to be doing, because like the first bar we went to, which one was the first bar we went to?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock was the first one. We kind of just stood on the balcony, and we were just kind of like bobbing our heads, maybe dancing a little bit. Nothing too like dancey. So we're like, all right, well, if this is gonna be the vibe all night, we'll be fine. But so we kind of stayed there for a little bit, and then we made our way to across the street to a honky tonk central, I believe. And we went up to one of the levels where Josh thought the bartender was pretty.
But I didn't do anything about it.
And, yeah, so there was a balcony there. And we kind of just looked up off the balcony and made fun of the people walking around. All the bachelorette parties. Hella bachelorette parties in Nashville.
Hella bachelorette parties.
So what we did is we just kind of made fun of those people while we spit off the roof and, like, threw food at the people.
I think I might have peed at one point.
Yeah, Josh definitely peed. And then I threw a few French fries. I threw French fries and called everybody monkeys. I said, dance for me, monkeys. But genuinely, I did actually throw a piece of ice off, and then I guess somebody did notice. I ran away when I did it because I was a little pussy boy, but apparently somebody did notice when I threw it. Did I throw it, like, next to somebody?
No, you threw it. Somebody was walking, and then you threw it, like, kind of in front of them, but not where it was going to hit them or anything. But then they were walking towards it, and they saw it, and the guy just, like, without looking up, he just, like, pointed up and kept walking.
That seems like something you would do. But, like, you're f***ing hammered, and you're walking around, and you're just, like, you're mad at... Like the Post Malone song. Do my body let the sky say, God, that's a warning. But, yeah, so, that's the only thing I threw off, by the way, except for maybe a few feelings.
I threw my feeling, is that a song?
No. I was just curious what you were going to say.
I feel like that's the song, throwing my feelings off the balcony or something.
Everybody, look it up for Josh. Maybe Josh should make that into a song. Maybe you should make that into one of your silly songs.
And we did see a guy sitting there alone on the balcony. And we were just talking about what if he jumped off.
Then we looked away.
And then we looked away, and we looked back, and he was gone.
Yeah.
So did he jump off? We'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
But there was no ambulance or anybody screaming on the ground, so probably didn't jump off.
Probably didn't even jump off. But good for him. We don't know where he went. Maybe he was a ghost. How often do you think, like, do you ever, like, see, like, a bunch of people and be like, I bet you one of these people could be a ghost?
I never thought that.
You never think that?
No.
Ever? How much, like, history, how much, like, ghost history do you think is buried in Nashville? I feel like there's a lot.
There probably is a lot. With, like, the Civil War. I'm serious, like, the Civil War.
You're right. I was thinking more, like, just country people. Like, music.
Oh.
Like, in the Grand Ole Opry, I bet you there's some ghosts hidden in there. Most theaters, I feel like, house ghosts.
Probably.
Because, like, that's where a lot of people...
They need something to entertain themselves, too.
Yeah. I mean, like, free shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You love a good free show. I recently went to a John Mulaney show for free. Because I got a, this is info that I haven't broken down on the podcast yet. I got a girlfriend now. Shout out Kaylee. Oh, just did a big old moan. Groan. I don't know.
Bone?
Throne. But yeah, shout out Kaylee. But anyways, went to go see a John Mulaney show. Didn't get to use my phone because we're not allowed to expel what he's performing to us because he's probably going to use it for like a He's probably gonna use it for like a show or something. I wasn't that I don't want to get off track of the Nashville thing, but I just figured I'd shoot that out there.
You went to John Mulaney?
Yeah, I just had to brag a little bit.
I'd like to go to John Mulaney.
Yeah, I went there for free. Didn't pay a dime.
Wow.
Not even a nickel. But so anyways, yeah, there's a lot of people down on the streets. A lot of bridal. No. Bridal showers. Is that the same thing? Is it like a bachelorette party?
No.
Bridal shower.
Bridal shower is where you like...
It's just a party.
Yeah.
But a bachelorette party, like you go out most of the time, huh?
I guess so.
Do you ever see like those like... kind of like white trash people get married on TikTok?
Maybe. I see the ones where like, I'm your mom and I think you're gonna be a girl.
I'm your main mom and think you're going to be a girl.
I'm pee-pee poopa. And I don't care.
I'm your sister and I think you're going to be a girl. They all have like the same southern accent and like the fucked up family. And like the parents are always like 15. And, like, it's, I don't know, it's just the same crowd every time. It's, like, like, I'm your mom, and I think you're gonna be a boy. I'm your dad, and I think you're gonna be a girl. Like, I don't know. It's funny. Yeah,
I could never be less excited.
The girls are always so dressed up, and the guys are just, like, wearing their regular street clothes, like, their baggy jeans. Maybe a backwards hat. And then they're just monster t-shirts. I'm your dad and I think you're going to be a girl. Like somehow they have like 8 generations of grandparents. Like I'm your great great grandma. And like what? Like how young are you? And how do you like survive? How does your whole family survive that long? Also, how do they all like... There's no way they have that many cousins. I don't know. I'd be like, well, I guess, yeah, they probably do have that many cousins. Because they probably just all use the same cousins.
You.
Sorry. Was that a tough subject?
That's inappropriate.
Oh, I said, I'm leaving. Yep, no thanks. Yeah, I take my dog's collar off. Sue me. She's my dog.
What we like to do is we take her collar off. And put her outside and just say, go.
Say, figure it out. Say, you're a raccoon now, garbage girl. Because she's a little garbage girl, eats garbage. So, because she eats garbage, we like, sometimes I put a little bit, just a little bit, like a plastic in her food. Not like a lot of plastic, just like a little bit. And then I'm slowly making her like a... like a little plastic thing. Cause you where was I? And then where do we go after the Honky Tonk Central?
Then we went to...
Miranda Lambert?
Went to Miranda Lambert's.
Yeah, because I got a little inquiry. I got a little suggestion from a friend that I went to a high school with. Stalking on my B-reel. She, if you're listening to this, you know who you are. Shout out. That actually was, there were some good suggestions. We had fun. So, we probably would have made them there. We probably would have went to, I mean, maybe not Miranda Lambert's, but we would have went to, I feel like we would have met back to Jason Aldean's bar at some point. But, so we went to Miranda Lambert's bar, and at first, me and Josh weren't really having it. We stood out in the balcony, and, again, we still have this bag. Mind you, we still have this bag the entire time. Like, I have, like, we have to take turns holding it. Just, like, at some point, like, well, we were standing out in the balcony, and then they started, like, doing some weird thing. We were on the third level of Miranda Lambert's, bar, and then Josh was like, I don't like these people. The first people were better. And then, like, and then...
I didn't say I didn't like them. I just said the first band was better.
And then, do you still agree with that?
Yeah.
I still agree with that as well. Yeah, they were good. I don't know their names. I wish we would have found that out. It didn't really, like, say it anywhere. Mm-mm. You'd think it would, like, show you a little bit.
Yeah.
But there was a... They started playing, like... But they like to, they like to play not just country music, which I kind of like. I mean, like, country music's good, and don't get me wrong, but, like, it's just kind of a bunch of cover bands playing a lot of pop, and, like, because I'll tell you, Josh and I heard the same song, maybe, like, three different renditions of the same song.
Yeah.
We heard Brightside, Mr. Brightside, maybe four times.
Yeah.
From, like, four different bands. And it was fine. They each did their own little thing, but so that one was funny because we were kind of just that's when me and Josh like kind of stopped and realized like what we actually looked like, because like, we were just, nobody. This is Friday night. Was this Friday? Yeah, Friday night at Nashville. Like nobody is walking around holding like. Clothing bag, like bags of clothes. People all did that earlier. Like it got to the point where I was getting so many looks of like, because I'm holding a bag that's half ripped open, mind you. At this point, it's half ripped open, and we were like right in the front too, and there was like a big group of like redneck guys that I think they were there for a bachelor party because they kind of, I think they said that, but. It was funny because they were playing a lot of like pop songs that they obviously didn't know, and they were just kind of like bobbing their heads, just like because they didn't know what was going on. But anyways, one of them like tapped me on the shoulder, and they go, "What's up?" And like I couldn't understand what they're saying. I was like, "What?" And then like they said, "What's?" I literally look like a fucking woman. I'm like every man in this bar is holding a beer. They're like, "Hold up your drinks." I'm holding up like a Drulio seltzer with a bright blue bag. Yeah, like a bright blue bag with clothes in it. I'm holding a Drulio. Anyways, this guy tapped me on the shoulder. He's like, "What's in the bag?" I'm like, "Clothes." "It's clothes." He's like, "What?" I'm like, "Clothes. I have clothes in the bag." He goes, "Respect." And I'm like, "Why? Why do you respect me from that? Like, do you want to do this?" like was this like you just can't build up the courage to hold a bag all night? Like you had to stop me and make sure I'd close in the bag just to be like, "Oh, I respect that move, man." Like what about that did I need respect? Like was I looking like I needed respect? Like, "By the way, dude, you're fine."
Like,
"No, hey, you're good." Yeah. "Do not." don't even worry about it, you know? We all have those days.
We all have our issues.
We all end up at Miranda Lambert's bar with a bright blue bar.
We were at Miranda Lambert's bar, too.
We had, like, the most feminine, like, bar on the street. It was pink everywhere. It was just pink sign.
Let's go, girls. We were singing some of the girly country songs.
Yeah, but those redneck guys were not. Luckily. Which girly country songs? Oh, like, "I dug my keys
to
the side of this great little souped-up four-wheel drive." So, after Miranda Lambert's bar, we had a little bit of a... That band ended at, like, 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, we figured we go to Jason L. Dean's bar, and then we go to, like, the main level that we were at, and then we go to the balcony for it because... I don't know, we just didn't want to stand in, like, the big old crowd, because, like, we remind you, we still have a fucking bag this entire night, and, So we're standing up on the balcony, and then Josh has to go potty. So he leaves, and then he uses the bathroom, and then no. I...
You left. You left the first time to go to the bathroom. So I was just standing in the middle of this balcony with a bunch of people, and it was just me, and I had the bag, and I had a beer. I was just standing there, like, looking at the skyscrapers.
No, that's when we were at the third level.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But this first time we were at the we were on the balcony of, like, the stage.
Part. Oh, yeah.
And then I got pulled away by a security guard being like, hey, you guys can't stand here for some reason. Then I was like, I moved away, and he was like, you can't stand here. I'm like, dude, my friend's in the bathroom. I can't, like, he has to know where I am. And he's like, all right. So, like, I waited for Josh, and then we went to the third level. And then that's when I used the bathroom. And this was, like, the most packed level of them all. And Josh was holding... Josh, like, looked like he was lost. He looked like you were, like, lost in a mall. Like, somehow you made your way to, like, the top floor of the rooftop of Jason Aldean's bar. And you're just, like, looking at... Like, you were, like... There was, like, a DJ... Like a hard ass DJ and like a whole like rave going on, and Josh was just like pointing at the buildings by himself because there's one of the buildings looks really funky. Yeah, it was a silly old time, and then I went to go to the bathroom. The bathroom was right by where everything was going on, so it was hard to get up there. And then I came back and I told Josh, and I was like, Josh, it's really popping up there. And then we immediately go get a drink. And then we just book it to the middle of the pack, and we start to dance, and then just Josh starts flirting with some guy. Why did you start talking? Did he start talking to you first?
No, I started talking to him.
Why?
I said, "Where are the girls?
Where are the girls? Where are the girls at? I need my bitches." He's still holding the bag. And then he kind of led you to like a group of ladies, right?
Mm-hmm. But then I was like, oh shit. I don't know how to talk to an American.
Because in Europe, Josh would like be in the same situation, but he would just start like saying gibberish German to these women. Like, what is one thing that you'd say?
Ich habe Scheiße in meine Hose, which means I have shit in my pants.
And what would the reactions be to this phrase?
I don't really understand why, but they would look at me like, oh?
Did they? Like, they look more concerned? Then they were like, ew. No, well, imagine, like, well, think of it in their situation. Like a German man or a German woman comes up to you
and says, I have shit in my pants.
With like a hard German accent.
I'd be like.
This is audio, but Josh did like a like a smirk. Like he was trying to like,
okay.
Can I see it? Prove it.
Prove it.
Me too. You start to shit immediately. You're like, shit, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. But so Josh walked up to this group of women, and then this guy's like hitting it off. This guy's like talking to this girl, and I think I'm holding the bag at this point now, actually, because I remember you went to go off with this guy, and I had to follow you through the crowd. If I didn't have this bag, Josh, I would be the biggest wingman for you. Also, do you not want that?
Well, I was just having a good time up at the front.
I know we all were. And then I don't know if you said something to him or something, but you guys ended up going to the higher level of the stage. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
I don't know. I think he just said to follow me. Oh. Follow him. And we went up there.
What an easy way to just kidnap Josh. Follow me. All right. But so we go up there, and Josh and this guy are like sort of more towards like the DJ part, and I'm stuck on the edge of this stage. Like, it's like kind of like a multi-level, like there's like a dance floor and then like a little like maybe foot off the ground stage, and you could stand anywhere to like dance. But so I was standing at the edge of this like stage, looking down at all these people on the dance floor, holding a motherfucking bag and like doing my, I was dancing, like I was having a good time. Like there was like people down, like they were all at like elbow height for me. So like, cause I was like waving my elbows, and I've learned, you're gonna think it's funny. I've learned that like I do not have like self awareness of where my elbows are, mm-hmm. because I be elbowing Kaylee all the time. Mm. Never mind. I thought you thought that was funny. I'm not even gonna say it.
Okay.
She's like, you must like hit women, don't you? No, I don't. She's like, well, you elbow me all the time. She's joking, everybody. I do not do that, and I will never do that, because they deserve the utmost respect, and I am not that.
You're not respect. There was one time I was in a bar in Dublin, Ireland, and me and my friends were sitting at the table, and we ordered a bunch of Guinness, because that's what you get when you're in Ireland. And so we're sitting there talking, and I reach my arm back to like scratch my back, so like my elbow's going back, and that just happened to be the same time that the woman came over with like 7 Guinnesses on a tray. Knock everything over. And I wasn't even like, I had one drink before that, so everybody was like, oh, you're drunk. I was just trying to scratch my back. And then
little itchy.
And then my friend tells me that I went into the bathroom to hide while she was cleaning it up. But I just had to use the bathroom.
Wait, what do you mean your friend tells you?
Like he claims that.
Oh.
I went in there to hide.
I just had to go poopy.
I just had to go pee.
Pee. But yeah, so anyways, I did elbow this woman in the head, and she was one of the brides. She was a bride-to-be, actually. And I was dancing by myself, by the way. There was this oddly, like, fancily dressed man next to me. I don't know if he's real or not, but I was kind of dancing with him a little bit, but and then I just elbowed this woman in the top of the head.
Gave her a concussion for her wedding tomorrow.
and she's like, ow. I'm like, do I apologize or just pretend like I didn't notice? But I did tap her on the shoulder. I go, I am so sorry. She goes, it's fine. But I'm like, well, is it? And then I turn around. I'm like, I should stop. And then very good music coming from this DJ, by the way. He had like a cool like sort of setup going where like he was playing like the music video on the screens while he was doing it, which is really cool. Also, all music I knew. I love a good DJ who knows how to play like hype up songs. And then Josh used the bathroom, and I stood on the side of the stage for like maybe 20 minutes while Josh used the bathroom. I understood that. No, I understand it took you a while to get through. I just looked like a f***ing loser. Holding a bag, just standing on the side of a stage.
Yeah.
Like, in the same way you were, like, outside, kind of doing that in the balcony, like, I was standing next to the stage wall. Like, people were, like, I was right next to, like, the VIP section of
At
this.
Least you could have, like, tried to dance or something.
I would have looked even stupider.
Well, like, I would have looked stupid trying to dance where I was.
I guess you're like, yeah, go in there. Because the balcony is where people are just trying to smoke and talk. And you're just throwing elbows. No, I did look a little goofy. Because I ended up being... I stood next to... Essentially, it was just like the coat table. Because that's where everybody was just throwing their coats. And I realized, like, I probably could have put my bag there.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, but then we...
Then at one point, I think we were at Honky Tonk Central, and we were looking out over the balcony, and one of those pedal bar things comes by, and you said, do you think those pedals actually do anything? And I was like, I don't know. And then you said, there's a guy, like, pressing on a brake in a gas pedal.
You saw it too, right?
Yeah. But then we were like, what were you saying?
Like, the girls were, like, getting too, like, into it. Like, Bethy.
Brittany.
Brittany, I'm sorry. I just used a nickname. Brittany, pedal. Brittany, you are not pedaling. There's a stoplight. And it's because, like, so they have to stop, but she's pissed at Brittany. Because Brittany's not pedaling.
And then she starts crying.
And she's like, how can you? And then, like, can you even, like, handle? And, like, what if I die? She's getting all over emotional because this guy had to stop at a red light. This is just a whole hypothetical situation. But it's just, imagine these just over dramatic women just really going really hard playing, doing this drinking, peddling cart. It was fun. I would do that. That seems like fun. I think it's just like a bar too.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it.
Oh.
I think
so too. Yeah, probably. But so the lot of party buses went through as well, which are just school buses with like the walls are glass, and it kind of like gives like the odd like aquarium feel or like zoo feel rather than like a party bus. Cuz it's these people, cuz they're not like dancing.
Like, yeah, they're just
standing. Like almost like looking confused through this glass wall, like, mm-hmm. Was I supposed to see that?
Right.
Like, do these people know where they are right now?
On the inside is like a mirror.
Like they don't know where they are. They're just traveling to the next location. Just touching the walls. Banging on it. But the music is music, and the music and the lights are still playing. Because they have to do that. And there's a lot of those buses that they just like are standing and they just hold out signs that say hop on with like a QR code. Did you see one of those?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Would you have done that?
Just got onto a bus and
Broadway's like a fun street, but it's like four blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that bus go?
That's a good
question. Does it just circle around that neighborhood?
I don't know. No.
I mean, I guess there's a lot more like downtown area, but like that's like kind of the pop-in area. That's kind of it.
Yeah, that's like the party place. I don't know. But the homeless people had very good signs.
Yeah, that was a big thing that we realized. Like which I fully honestly like. I'm way more down for like you trying to like entertain me via like funny little signs. Rather than like be like, oh, my food hungry. I don't know. Just a normal bullshit.
My food hungry.
My tummy empty.
There was one sign that said, I'll chop up your ex for $5.
And then we walked back.
And then we walked by again, like half an hour later. And he raised the price to $10.
And then when we were leaving, he brought it back down to five.
It's like the surge pricing stuff.
Fucking
that's what you gotta do in this economy.
Inflation. But also, like, how many signs does he have, like, stored up? Like, how high do you think he's ever gone? Also, like, what if you gave him $10? What would he do? Like, because he was not a nice-looking man. It wasn't like a guy that looks like he was just joking around.
Yeah.
Like, if I gave you $5, would you just, like, would we have to, like, exchange info, or... What would be the next plan of action? Another one was, I'm gonna use the money you give me to buy a hooker. And then there was another one.
It was something about masturbate, but it was spelled
B-A-I-T. Yeah, like fish bait. Shark bait. Woo-ha. It was... Yeah, I don't remember exactly. I don't remember exactly, but it was funny. A lot of people were just like kind of checking our bag as we're walking into, which is funny. I mean, like, not a lot of, and I don't know if this is like a bad thing or not, but how many bars actually carded us?
Maybe like one.
Well, Miranda Lambert's did because I got the little star, which made me even look even more like fruity. Because I got a little star on my hand.
Hey, girls.
Let's go, girls.
Look at my star.
Was it truly? And like my... All right. Jason Aldean's bar did not card us, now that I think about it. Did they?
No, I don't think so.
No, but the Honky Tonk Central did not. No, they did. I think they did. I know that I'm not saying this to like for anybody to do anything, because they probably do card some people. A lot of them, they probably just go off of looks, but like if you look 21, it seems like you could at least get into some bars there. Like, because we went into Kid Rock's and they didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, we look 20, like, we look old enough, but, like, if you, like, there's a lot of people who look 21 who aren't 21.
Right.
So I'm not saying to do that at all, because that's not legal. But play your cards right. You might have a little bit of fun, but.
You might have a little bit of fun.
But, yeah, I mean, that was, and then we went to the Grand Ole Opry. Oh, we already talked about that. Can you see what time that says down there? How long we've been going?
It doesn't. I don't really see.
I think, look right underneath the red bar. Just say 1913 or something.
It says 1914. What'd that mean?
I don't know. This is a new program for me. Ew. What was that noise?
The burp.
It wasn't. It was like a, that was like a dragon's breath.
Alright, well.
Do you have anything else to talk about?
No.
I think this will go down to history as one of the chillest podcasts.
It's very chill.
I'd like the idea. I don't know. We're just sitting on a big old. Like, I'm a big fan of this couch. Dad made a good.
This purchase. Is a nice couch, yeah.
If I'd like. I would like a couch like this, but. So. Yeah. I think we're going to end it off there. This is going to be. I know I probably said this, and this is very obvious. This is going to be an audio only podcast. Will it be on YouTube? Who knows? If you're watching it on YouTube, then it is, but. Thank you for tuning in, and Josh, thank you for coming on.
Mm-hmm.
To work was fine. I don't get to have a lot of guests on very often. I mean, I could if I wanted to, but I'm working on that. Very much be excited for the future, because there's a lot of things in the works for work was fine, maybe some future projects, and I mean, I might have spilled a little bit of the info to some people that I know, but get ready, just be prepared if you're like actually interested in what I'm doing and what I'm trying to accomplish. Just be excited, because there's some really good stuff coming and I'm really excited about it. And do you have anything
that all I need to say is work was fine. Yeah, that was stupid.
Trying to create like an outro for me?
Yeah. Well, that was dumb. All right. See ya.
All right. Bye.